You're listening to the BBC World Service from London.
BBC.
If you want to know when any of our programmes are on, you can find the BBC schedule and frequencies for your city at bbcworldservice.com.
This is the BBC in Naples.
Tel Aviv. Perth.
Accra.
Wherever you are, you're with the BBC.
It's 17 hours GMT. I'm Paul Henley. This is Europe Today from the BBC. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, Italy's highest court of appeal has denied a woman alimony payments after her divorce because she'd once discussed the idea of an open marriage with her husband. The court ruled that because she'd debated the theory that marriage didn't have to be based on sexual fidelity, she bore responsibility for the breakdown of the marriage, which had been annulled in Italy's civil courts already. There was never any suggestion, by the way, that she'd actually been unfaithful. First, I've been talking to the chairman of the Italian Association of Matrimonial Lawyers. Gian Ettore Gassani told me more about this case.
È successo che il giudice italiano, la Corte Suprema italiana...
What happened is that the Supreme Court in Italy accepted an ecclesiastical court decision. Fidelity in this couple was not in question. What happened is that the woman, before she got married, said to him that she had no problem on betraying or being betrayed. What happened afterwards is that these words that was just said, probably in public in front of some friends, was used by her husband in front of the ecclesiastical court to say this marriage is annulled.
What do you think of that judgment, Mr. Gassani?
Ma io penso che si tratti di un giudizio assolutamente strano.
I find it shocking because usually Italian judges on the 50% of separation won't use the infidelity as a proof denying alimony.
Do you think that this is something that could only happen in a strongly Catholic country? Is it to do with the church and morality?
Ma io penso di sì, diciamo che fondamentalmente l'Italia e il Vaticano sono una cosa sola per molte cose.
I believe that Italy and the Vatican are the same thing. Actually the problem is when the judicial gets too next to the common law instead of keeping our code. This means that in many times we have an interpretation by the judges instead of just applying the law.
The words there of Gian Ettore Gassani, Association of Matrimonial Lawyers in Italy.
You're listening to the BBC World Service from London.
BBC.